哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领我们晚上的聚会。
Hallelujah, thank God for guiding our service tonight.
晚上我们继续啊，要来学习尼希米记。
This evening we will continue our study of the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记记载的是重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
The book of Nehemiah records the conquest of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
也就是重建圣城。
Which is to rebuild the holy city itself.
以斯拉记重建圣殿。
The book of Ezra, they rebuilt the temple.
尼希米记是重建圣城。
And the book of Nehemiah rebuilt the holy city.
那我们从尼希米记里头看到，在重修城墙的工作上遇到的征战比重建圣殿的更大。
We see from the book of Nehemiah that when they went to rebuild the wall, the opposition they faced was greater than when they rebuilt the temple.
这要告诉我们，今天呢，我们一定要认识。
Now this tells us we today have to understand.
我们是神的军队。
We are the Christian soldiers of God.
从神从埃及带出来的这些百姓。
And all the people that God led out of Egypt.
他们在旷野啊，神看他们是神的军队。
Were deemed as God's army as they wandered in the wilderness.
其实我们今天呢，都应该都是基督的精兵。
And actually today we too are all soldiers of God.
当我们在做宣道工作的时候。
Now, as we perform the work of evangelism,
我们比较能够意识到说啊，这是一场征战。
It's more easy for us to understand that this is a spiritual battle.
啊，尤其是这个是对外的征战。
Especially, we understand that this is external opposition.
要得胜魔鬼撒旦。
We know we have to overcome Satan.
要从撒旦的权下把人救出来。
And save people from the hands of Satan.
所以很自然就有征战的意识。
So naturally, we will feel that there is a spiritual battle.
但是当我们在生活上的时候
，But as we live in our daily lives，
在服事上的时候
，Or as we serve in the church，
就忽略了这一点。
We neglect this and lose this.
这个是我们城墙啊建不起来的主要原因。
And this is the principal reason why we are unable to rebuild the wall.
我几十年来的体验就是这样子。
And my many years of experience is this.
所以我很重视这个城墙的建造。
So we have to emphasize on rebuilding the wall.
光圣殿建立起来。
Because just rebuilding the temple itself.
城墙没有建立起来。
Without building the wall.
我们的信仰是失败的。
Will cause us to have a failure in our spiritual life.
圣殿是不会荣耀神的。
Because then our spiritual temple will not glorify God.
要让圣殿荣耀神。
But if we want it to glorify God.
一定要把城墙建造起来。
We must rebuild the wall.
联络整齐的一座耶路撒冷圣城
，and to completely rebuild the whole city of the holy city，
那么圣殿就会发出神的荣耀了。
At that point, the temple is able to shine the glory of God。
所以我们来看这个尼希米记。
So now we study the book of Nehemiah。
看看我们要怎么样来得胜我们的仇敌。
Let's study how we can overcome our enemies。
所以一定要认识清楚，看得很清楚，我们的仇敌在哪里，躲在哪里。
First, we have to clearly understand and see where our enemies are hiding at.
在我们过信仰生活的时候
，because in our spiritual lives，
在我们在教会侍奉的时候
，as we serve in the church，
我们不要忘记
，we cannot forget
这一些仇敌它是存在的
，that our enemies exist。
所以先要请大家看，这个第四章啊，我们已经讲过了。
So let's first turn to chapter 4, which we've studied already.
尼希米为了要完成这个城墙的工作，他采取了非常的措施。
In order to rebuild the wall, Nehemiah had to make a lot of plans.
一手做工，一手拿兵器。
And he commanded the people on the one hand to do the work and on the other to hold weapons.
在工作当中，也在征战当中。
So as you work, you're also fighting a battle.
所以侍奉就是一种征战。
In the same way, servitude is a battle.
能够胜过仇敌，你的侍奉才能成功。
And only if you're able to overcome your enemy will your servitude be successful.
灵修跟侍奉它是一体的。
Spiritual cultivation and servitude are one thing together.
像保罗说他传福音的时候他没有忘记攻克己身。
Just like Paul said that when he preaches the gospel, he does not neglect to discipline his body.
有些弟兄姐妹很热心在教会服事。
Because there are some brothers who fervently serve in the church.
但他忘记啊，有仇敌。
But they forget that there's an enemy.
所以在服事当中就遇到了挫折。
As a result, when they serve, they encounter difficulty.
他就灰心了。
And then they lose heart.
这个就是中计了。
And then they've fallen into the trap.
你没有看清楚仇敌。
They didn't see clearly the enemy.
你看到的是人。
Instead, they see people.
所以你受骗了。
So they were deceived.
你就开始对某些人呢，开始不喜欢了。
And when you're deceived, you start to dislike other members in the church.
甚至于说产生敌对了。
In fact, you become enemies with each other.
那我们就中计了。
And then you've fallen into the trap.
所以保罗说，我们不是跟属血气的征战。
So Paul says we don't fight against flesh.
我们是跟属灵气的空中的恶魔征战。
Instead, we fight against principalities and spiritual hosts of the spiritual realm.
彼得也说，我们的仇敌啊，像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
And even Peter himself said that our enemy is like a lion, a roaring lion seeking to devour people.
所以我们一定要很警醒。谨守，不中他的计。
Therefore, we have to be watchful and not fall into their traps.
我们穿上全副的军装。
Instead, we put on the full armor of God.
就是神的军装。
Which is God's armor.
就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And in doing so, we can defend against his wickedness.
我们要记住这句话，是抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
We have to remember this: we are defending against his schemes.
你一旦中计了，那就没有话说了。
Because once you fall into his trap, then there's nothing left to say.
那我们从尼希米的身上看，他绝对不中计。
But let's study Nehemiah. We'll see that he never fell into the trap.
他靠神。
He relied on God.
他很警醒。
He was watchful.
看清楚这个撒旦魔鬼的诡计。
And he saw clearly the works of Satan.
所以他不中计。
And that's why he never fell.
仇敌就没有办法。
And in that case, the enemy can't do anything to us.
现在我们来看一下，在这个讲义的最后面。
So now let's refer to the last page of our notes.
有一个第三大段的综合整理的第二段。
And this is the second part.
第二段叫仇敌的群像。
Second part is called the tactics of the enemy.
因为我一定要认识我们的仇敌。
We have to know our enemy.
在信仰生活上以及教会的侍奉上我们会遇到的是什么样的仇敌。
We have to understand that in our spiritual life, in our servitude in the church, what kind of enemy will we encounter?
尼希米当时所遇到的这些仇敌，今天呢，我们都会遇到。
And the enemies that Nehemiah faced back then are the same enemies we will face today.
看第一个叫荷伦人参巴拉。
First one is Sanballat, the Horeb.
这个是第一号的仇敌。
This is the first enemy.
这个参巴拉是。撒玛利亚的省长。
Sanballat is of the army of Samaria.
今天呢，就是属血气的。
Today that refers to those who belong to the flesh.
所以他很容易发怒。
That's why he's easily angered.
他一开始就发怒。
In the very beginning, he was angry.
然后大大的恼怒。
And he tried to cause chaos.
然后就计划攻击。
And he planned to oppose Nehemiah.
一个人动了血气啊，就会这样子。
Because once a person is angered, this is what he does.
一定会采取攻击的行动。
They will perform actions to oppose you.
他就会计划一些攻击的行动。
And so he planned to oppose Nehemiah.
所以一动血气啊，就中魔鬼的诡计了。
So once you give in to your fleshly emotions, you fall into Satan's trap.
所以保罗他特别留意这一点。
And this is why Paul was very watchful regarding this.
我们人都有血气的。
He knows that we all have our emotions.
没有一个人没有脾气的。
Nobody is not without their temper.
但是今天我们要完成属灵的工程。
But today, if we want to fulfill our spiritual work,
那就要对付它。
Then we have to conquer it.
攻克它。
And we have to discipline our body.
要致死它。
And destroy it.
我们看一下哥林多后书。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians,
第十章
chapter 10,
第三节
Verse 3
哥林多前书，哥林多后书第三第十章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3。
说因为我们呢，虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
Verse 3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does.
因我们征战的兵器啊，本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
哦，将各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的那一些至高之事一开攻破了，要将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Verse 5, therefore we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
所以今天我们要得胜仇敌。
So today, if we want to be victorious over our enemy,
我们带着这个肉体血气在行事。
We have to know that we have our flesh that has its emotions when we do work.
在血气中行事，就是带这个肉体在做事情。
And so if we give in to our emotions and do work, then we are doing works according to our flesh.
我们不是脱离这个肉体在过生活。
We have to know that we don't live outside of our body.
那既然在血气中行事。
And so if we do things based on our emotions.
那征战的时候啊，对，面对仇敌要跟他征战的时候啊，怎么不能用血气的兵器。
We have to know that when we fight against our enemies, we can't use fleshly weapons.
但是呢，对方啊，他就要触动你的血气。
However, the other person will try to get you to rely on your emotions.
那我们就要很谨慎。
At that point, we have to be watchful.
不动血气。
And not give in to it.
不用血气的兵器来对付他。
We shouldn't use the weapons of our flesh to counter our enemy.
就不中计了。
And that way, we don't fall
into
his trap.
那用什么来对付他？
But what do we use to fight?
在神面前有能力。
We fight before God with power.
大家知道什么叫做在神面前有能力？
We know what it means to have divine power.
在神面前做什么？
What do we do before God?
当然是祷告吗？
Of course we pray.
靠着祷告的能力。
So we rely on the power of prayer.
就可以对付他。
In order to conquer our
enemy. 所以要对付属血气的这个敌人呢，就是靠着像尼西米一样马上就祷告。
And if we want to overcome our enemies who are of the flesh, then we have to be like Nehemiah and pray immediately.
所以你听到啊，叫你生气的话。
So if you hear words that cause you to become angry,
看见叫你生气的事情，
or things that cause you to be upset,
你要赶快祷告。
You need to quickly pray.
你要说 Hallelujah.
And say Hallelujah.
不要说你干什么，
You shouldn't counter with your own words.
你如果没有祷告，你就被触动了。
Because if you don't pray, then you will become given to your anger.
那就没有办法再征战了。
At that
已经败了。
You can't fight because you've already lost.
你说哈利路亚。
So you say hallelujah.
接下来啊，你就能够跟他交战。
And then you can fight.
心平气和。
First, you have to defeat your anger.
不动怒。
Do not become wrathful.
那就不会。
And then you will not fall.
所以我们小心这一号仇敌啊，是很可怕的。
So we have to be careful. This first enemy is very treacherous.
很多人败在他的手下。
Many people have already fallen to.
所以说信主了几十年，总是灵修不成功。
That's why you see people who believe for many years, yet they can never get anywhere in their spiritual life.
总是很多不喜欢的事情。
There's always many things that they're discontent with.
总是到教会来看到有不顺眼的。
Whenever they come to church, they see a lot of things that they don't like.
中计了。
They've already fallen.
其实每一个都是神的儿女，都太漂亮，太可爱了。
In fact, many of God's children are just too adorable.
那你中计的话，你就看这个人我不喜欢，那个人我讨厌。
But once you fall, everybody you see is somebody you don't like.
这个就是中计。
This is what it means to fall into his trap.
这个最后仇敌啊，是我们在灵修上要成功第一个要对付的。
So this is the first enemy we have to confront in our spiritual life.
因为怒气啊会挑起争端。
Because wrath will cause this extreme behavior.
人跟人之间呢，如果都不动怒，我们不会有什么问题的。
In fact, if man did not have anger towards one another, there wouldn't be any problems.
在家庭里面更是这样子。
And this is even more true in the family.
只要你不动怒, 没有事的。
If you don't have wrath, then there's no problems.
只要你一动怒, 事情就一大堆。
But the moment you are angered, then there's a lot of problems.
所以呢, 最后仇敌, 我们要小心。
So we have to be careful of this first enemy.
不凭着血气征战。
Don't fight according to the flesh.
凭在神面前有能力。
Instead, fight before God with power.
记得祷告。
That's prayer.
心就会平静,
and your heart can have peace.
不然的话,它就会动起来。
Otherwise, your heart will become disturbed.
啊, 哈利路亚, 圣灵同在里面, 圣灵是水, 马上就把它浇熄了。
Say hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit, which is like water in your heart, will smooth it over.
啊, 那在教会里面也是一样。
Now the same is true in the church. 哎,
所以言语柔和啊, 能够啊, 把怒气, 使这个怒气消退。
In fact, in church, a word aptly spoken can remove wrath.
这个很重要。
And this is important.
所以说我们要留意, 哦, 这个, 啊, 参巴拉, 这一号, 这个仇敌。
So firstly, we have to be wary of the enemy of Sanballat.
好, 啊, 第二就是亚门人多比亚。
The second enemy is the Ammonite Tobiah.
这个多比亚就是属情欲的。
Tobiah is one who gives into his emotions.
我们知道亚门人从哪里来的。
We know where the Ammonites come from.
哦, 那这些人, 最喜欢跟犹大人结亲。
The people of the Ammonites like to intermix with the people of Judah.
是一个可怕的仇敌。
In fact, they are very dangerous enemy.
他就是属情欲的。
Because they are of the desires of the flesh.
情欲就跟圣灵相争的。
And we know that the desires of the flesh is contrary to the Spirit of God.
情欲在哪里?
And so where do these desires come from?
在肉体里面。
They come from your flesh.
今天我们住在这个肉体里面。
Today we dwell in the flesh.
我们时时刻刻都要对付它。
And at all times we have to fight against it.
要借着圣灵啊, 来致死生情欲。
And we have to use the Holy Spirit in order to overcome these desires.
所以保罗教导我们说, 你们当顺着圣灵而行, 就不会放纵肉体的, 啊, 私欲了。
And that's why Paul says that if you submit to the Spirit, then you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh.
有一位姐妹, 啊, 祷告的时候, 看异象。
One time there was a sister, as she prayed, she saw a vision.
她要祷告, 主耶稣说, 主啊, 哪一间教会才是你的教会?
She prayed to God, she said, Lord, which church is your church?
啊, 她要知道, 因为她在寻求。
She wanted to know because she was seeking for it.
曾经到我们教会被圣灵吓到。
One time she came to our church and she was scared by our Holy Spirit.
从此就不敢再来。
At that point, she decided never to come again.
但是她是一个虔诚的天主教徒。
But she was a very devout and reverent Catholic.
啊, 后来因为 看到她妈妈得到神的恩典,
and one day because she saw her mother receive the grace of God,
她开始要看我们一些, 呃, 小册传道给她的,
she started to read some of our church pamphlets that the preacher had given to her.
哎, 她看, 哎, 这些都是根据圣经的。
And so she looked at the pamphlets, she said, all of this is based on the Bible.
但是她一想到这个, 真的是教会就害怕。
But then whenever she thought about our church, she became afraid.
所以她就祷告。
And so she prayed.
说主耶稣啊你, 我相信你, 但是我不知道你的教会在哪里。
She said, Lord Jesus, I believe in you, but I don't know where your church is.
啊, 结果她, 主耶稣就主示她。
And then Jesus led her.
让她看异象。
And showed her a vision.
那是在梦中的异象。
And this is a vision, she's, a vision within her dream.
看到她走在一条路上,
she saw herself walking on a road.
前面是有光,
in front of the road was a light.
她就回过头看, 什么都看不到, 很暗。
And if she turned back to look behind her, it was all darkness.
所以她没有办法回头,
and so she couldn't go back.
然后走到一个桥上,
so she kept walking until she reached the bridge.
那个桥很长,
and the bridge was very long.
想要回头,
and she wanted to turn back.
但是没有路,
but there was no more road.
哦,她就看远远的地方有一点光,
but when she looked afar, she saw a speck of light.
她就向那个光走去,
and so she kept walking toward it.
她想,可能, 呃, 神要带我回家了。
So she thought, maybe God's taking me home.
她走到那个, 光的地方。
And so she walked to the light.
忽然间一看，哇，很亮，那一开啊，那是一座城。
And then when she got there, the light shined brightly, and it was a city there.
这么漂亮的一座城。
And it was a beautiful city.
她那个时候不知道，因为其实那个都是看到了。启示录里面的那个圣城。
At the time, she didn't know, but it was the holy city referred to in the book of Revelation.
那她就进去了。
And so she entered into it.
进到里面的时候
，When she got inside,
一进去就有一道光很强从上面照下来。
Immediately, a bright line shone from above.
那城里面都是已经是荣光充满了。
And everything inside the city was filled with light.
但是那一道光更强。
But yet the light above her was even brighter.
她就趴下去了。
And then so she fell to her knees.
那她就趴下去的时候，她看到，她灵里面就看到荣光里头主耶稣。
And when she fell to her knees, in the spirit she saw within that bright light was Jesus.
主耶稣很慈祥。
And Jesus was very apparent to her.
主耶稣看着她。
And Jesus looked at her.
说你不要怕。
And he said, don't be afraid.
因为她看趴下去，她说主啊，我是个罪人。
Because when she fell to her knees, she said, Jesus, I'm a sinner.
她马上说，主啊，我是个罪人，求你赦免我。
Immediately she said, Jesus, I'm a sinner, please forgive me.
主耶稣说，不要怕。
Jesus said, don't be afraid.
我赦免你。
I've forgiven you.
现在我赐给你圣灵。
Now I'm giving you the Holy Spirit.
她马上就受圣灵。
And immediately she received it.
就跪起来了。
And immediately she knelt.
就像在教会看到的那个祷告，完全一样。
Just like the people she saw praying in our church.
哇，被圣灵充满。
And she was filled by the Holy Spirit.
她就用圣灵啊，跟主耶稣对话。
And she spoke to Jesus in the Spirit.
她就问这个问题啊。
And that's what she asked them.
主耶稣告诉她。
And Jesus told them.
你要去那个你去过的受圣灵的像这样子的那个教会。
Jesus said to her, you need to go back to the church that you visited before where they received the Holy Spirit.
我的教会。
Because that is my church.
她说好。
So she said, okay.
你要在这个教会受洗。
And then Jesus told her, you must be baptized in this church.
好。
And she said, yes, Lord, I will.
然后啊，告诉她说，你回家。
And then Jesus said, go home.
好，那她又回，她告诉你，你回家的时候，你在路上会碰到两个鬼。
And Jesus said, when you go home on the road, you will encounter two evil spirits.
但是你不要怕。
But don't be afraid.
我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
好，他就回来了。
And so she came back.
出来的时候走一段路，哎，真的碰到一个鬼。
And truly, as she went back, she encountered two evil spirits.
他说是一个女鬼，哇，女鬼。
And these were evil spirits.
就用火球打他。
And they tried to.
打出来都是火。
They try to hurt her with balls of fire.
但是她已经有圣灵了。
But she already had the Holy Spirit.
她就祷告。
And so she prayed.
那个火就打到身上，没有问题，就消失了。
And so whenever the fire hit her, nothing would happen. It diminished.
所以没有办法伤害她。
So nothing could harm her.
她就奉主耶稣的名打死你。
And instead she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, die.
就爆炸了那个女鬼啊。
And then these evil spirits exploded.
得胜。
She was victorious.
再走。
She continued to walk.
就后来要过一个桥。
And she walked, she had to overcome a bridge.
在桥上就遇到一个女鬼。
And then on the bridge, she encountered another evil spirit.
哇，这个更强。
And this was even stronger.
哎，这个像他打这个射这个火箭。
And this one shot darts of fire.
她也祷告。
And she prayed again.
虽然不会被伤。
Even though she wasn't harmed.
但是没有办法。这个很强，他就到这个很强。
She couldn't help but know that the darts were hitting her.
后来他怎么办
？So what did she do?
哎，圣灵感动他。
The spirit moved her.
哦，奉主耶稣的名治死你。
She said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I overcome you."
他说用治死的。
She used this word to overcome.
他就炸掉了。
And then this evil spirit exploded. 然后
他就醒过来了。
And then she woke up.
他不知道这是什么意思。
She didn't know what this meant.
那我去的时候，她告诉我。
And when I visited, she told me this.
我说第一个女鬼。
I said the first evil spirit you encountered.
那就是你原来的啊信仰。
Is your previous faith?
那是错误的。
It was wrong.
第二个女鬼。
The second.
就是你自己心中的情欲。
Are the desires of your flesh.
所以保罗说要靠着圣灵。致使我们心中的情欲。
So that's why Paul says we have to rely on the Spirit of God to overcome our fleshly desires.
感谢神，他就第那一个礼拜啊，就到教会来。
Thank God that a woman came to the church that week.
好， 那大教会来那天是星期五，就是今天呢。
When that day was a Friday evening, just like tonight.
星期五啊，啊，那个是亚加达教会，他们星期五都有，啊，聚会完都有求灵恩、祷告、求圣灵。
And every Friday evening after service, they will all pray for the Holy Spirit.
哦，那大家他们说要求圣灵到前面来。
And so before they prayed, they said, "Everyone who wants to pray for the Spirit, please come to the front." Now she was sitting in the back.
她不敢出来。
She was afraid to come up.
跪在后面祷告。
She knelt in the back.
但是一祷告啊，哎，圣灵充满。
But when she prayed, she was filled by the Spirit.
跟在梦中完全一样。
Just like in her dream.
哎，真的受圣灵。
She received it truly.
在梦中受的圣灵是真的。
And the Spirit that she received in the dream was true.
哦，很奇妙。
It's very miraculous.
今天呢，我们要对付这个情欲。
Today we have to confront our desires.
所以我从他的见证里头，我更认识这个圣经的道理。
And so from her testimony, I understood even more this teaching in the Bible.
靠圣灵可以致使心中的这个情欲。
We rely on the Spirit of God, we can overcome our fleshly desires.
所以保罗说，我们要体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵，就可以胜过情欲了。
And that's why Paul says, "Submit to the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh."
所以最后的仇敌啊，我们也要很小心。
And so again, we have to be careful of this enemy as well.
一定要对圣灵有信心。
We have to have faith in the Spirit of God.
靠圣灵来对付他。
And confront it with God's Spirit.
看第三号。
The third enemy.
第三号是亚拉伯人基善。
Is the Arabs.
这个属仁义的哈，这一位啊。
These people are those who submit to the will of man.
啊，这位基善是亚拉伯的联盟的酋长。
And here we have the people of Arab coming.
他属仁义的，我们知道仁义是抵挡神的旨意的。
We know that man's will is opposition to God's will.
神的儿子从神生的。
For example, God's son is born through God.
就是从圣灵生的。
That is born of the Spirit.
不是从情欲生的。
It's not born according to the flesh.
不是从血气生的。
It's not or according to your desires.
也不是从人意生的。
Nor is he born according to the will of man.
我们知道，人意就代表人的骄傲。
Because we know that man's will represents man's pride.
人个人的意见很强。
Everybody has their strong opinions.
这个是很难的。
And it's difficult to deal with this.
人一旦有了主见。
Because not only do they have their opinions,
就很不容易改变。
Or once they have their opinions, it's hard to change.
人的意识很强。
And when it's very insistent,
而且很难顺服神的旨意。
It becomes difficult for them to submit to God.
所以这一号仇敌，我们也要小心。
And so again, we have to be careful of this.
他是最会出主意的。
It's the one that likes to have a lot of opinions.
所以这个基善就是出主意的。
Always giving their opinions.
怎么来对付这个尼希米？
On how to defeat Nehemiah.
彼得有一次就被主耶稣赶鬼。
One time, Jesus cast out the evil spirit of Peter.
撒旦退我后面去。
He says, "Satan, get behind me."
因为你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Because you give into the will of man and not into the will of God.
所以我们要很小心。
And so we have to be wary of this.
人意太强。
When our own will is too strong.
体贴人的意思。
And we give into man's will.
就容易成为。被撒旦所利用。
Then it becomes very easy for us to be used by Satan.
这也是要小心的地方。
So this is where we have to be watchful at.
要顺服神的旨意。
We have to give in to the will of God.
那就不要体贴人的意思。
Therefore, we should not give in to the will of man.
第四号就是亚斯图人。
The fourth enemy are the men of Ashdod.
这个是劫掠者的意思。劫掠者的意思。这个腓力士地的居民。
These are enemies of Ashdod.
那这个亚斯图人是被利用的。
They were actually being used.
被上面这三号人利用的。
They were being used by the previous three people we mentioned.
他是以攻击为手段。
They are the hands that actually carried out the attack.
魔鬼常常会利用这些事情一些患难或者意外的事情来攻击我们。
Just like evil spirits will often use external things or situations to attack us with.
当这些前面这些仇敌要动手的时候，要采取行动的时候，就去找亚斯图人来了。
Now when the three previous enemies want to carry out their work, they would call the men of Ashdod to do it.
那我们要怎么对付他？
Now, how do we deal with it?
像尼希米一样。
Just like Nehemiah.
靠神勇敢不怕。
We be bold and brave and rely on God.
主耶稣也告诉我们。
Jesus also tells us.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
对这一号敌人呢，只要坚固的信心就可以抵挡他。
For this type of enemy, all we have to do is have a very consistent and strong faith to encounter it.
彼得也是这样告诉我们。
Peter also tells us.
魔鬼虽然像吼叫狮子那么凶恶，
even though Satan is like a roaring lion,
他要吞噬我们，
seeking to devour us,
但是我们用坚固的信心抵挡他，
we can defeat it with a very strong faith.
没有问题的，
and there will be no problems.
是诸般恩典的神会加给我们力量。
Because the God who gives us grace will increase our strength.
所以尼希米就靠大家，我们祷告我们的神，靠神，靠全能的神。
That's why you can see Nehemiah. He would tell all the people, "Let's pray. Let's rely on the God Almighty."
就可以胜过了。
And we can defeat it.
那在下面一号是第六章的时候才出现的。
The next enemy appears in chapter 6.
好，下面第五，示玛雅，还有这个是祭司，另外女先知。
Here we have
还有其他的先知。
Shimei, the priest and other false prophets.
这些要是在第六章的时候才出现。
They all appear in chapter 6.
好，我们现在就回过头来看尼希米记第六章。
So let's refer to Nehemiah chapter 6.
看第六章。这个第五章是尼希米亚来解决当时百姓的困苦。
In chapter 5, Nehemiah deals with the poorness of the people.
这个我们看一下就知道了。
And if you read over it, you'll understand.
那14节到19节是记载他在犹大省做省长的时候怎么样爱民，怎么样帮助来建造城墙的事。
Chapter 5, verses 14 to 19 records how Nehemiah cared for the people as they rebuilt the wall.
在15节那里有提到一句话。
In verse 15, there's a statement there.
为什么他跟其他所有的以前的省长不一样？
Why is it that Nehemiah was different than all the earlier governors?
说我因敬畏神不这样行。
It says because he feared, because the reverence of God was on him, therefore he was not
like them. 尼希米敬畏神，他就爱百姓。
Because God, Nehemiah feared God, he loved the people.
他看到百姓那么辛苦了，他真的不敢再说哦，要吃省长的俸禄，还要得什么利益啊？
Whenever he saw the suffering of the people, he dared not eat the food of the government, or nor try to gain anything for himself.
所以敬神的人一定爱人。
So the person who fears God loves man.
这个是不会错的。
And this is not wrong.
如果不爱人说敬畏神，那是骗人的。
But if a person says he loves God but doesn't love people, then he is deceiving himself.
为什么主耶稣对法利赛人说你们是假冒为善的？
Because you can ask, why did Jesus call the Pharisees hypocrites?
他们表现的对神是那么的虔诚。
Because on the one hand, they seem reverent to God.
实际上不懂得爱人。
But in actuality, they didn't know how to love people.
是假的。
That's why they were fake.
今天我们从尼希米的身上看见。
Today we see from Nehemiah.
他为什么那么爱百姓？
Why did he love the people so much?
因为我敬畏神。
It's because he had reverence towards God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
好，那现在我们看第六章。
So let's go to chapter 6.
第六章这个是尼希米啊，城墙在第四章的时候呢，已经很快就完工了。
Chapter 6, they had quickly almost finished building the wall from chapter 4.
因为开始的时候完成了一半。
Because in the very beginning, they immediately built half.
后来这个后半的时候采取这种征战的手段也是很顺利就会完工了。
It was only when they built the second half that they also had to carry arms to finally finish
the wall. 所以你看这个最第一节说，参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善。我们其余的仇敌听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处。
That's why you see in verse 1, when word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall and not a gap was left in it.
那括号里面一句话特别留意。
It says especially here,
只是那时我还没有安门闪。
I had not set the doors in the gates.
还没有安门闪。
He He had not set the doors in the gate.
城墙是修好了。
So even though yes, the walls were rebuilt.
但是门闪呢还没有安上。
But the doors had not been hung.
所以看这个第二节。
So we see in verse 2.
仇敌呀，就来了。
The enemies came.
就来见他说，请你来。
They said, come.
我们在阿诺平原的一个村庄会面。
Let's meet together in one of the villages in the Plain of Ono.
我们来和谈。
Let's talk.
因为你现在没有用，现在已经完成了，城墙已经完成了。
At that point, Nehemiah had almost finished everything.
所以他现在采取这个和平的攻势。
He's about to have peace in his work.
这个是笑脸攻势，这更可怕了。
But this part is even more dangerous.
其实啊，他是要害尼希米。
Because these enemies, even though they are friendly, want to harm
Nehemiah. 第三节说。尼希米说我差遣人去见他们说我现在办理大功不能下去焉能停工下去见你们呢
Verse 3 Nehemiah says I sent messengers and said I'm carrying on a great project and cannot go down Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you
他不离开他的本位
Nehemiah did not leave his domain
他知道这些仇敌的诡计
He knew that these enemies were deceptive
但是他们一连四次
But time and time after again, four times they tried to talk to him.
尼希米还是那么一句话。
And each time he said the same thing.
这个很重要。
This is important.
信心坚定。
Faith needs to be strong.
仇敌就没有办法。
And then the enemies have no help against you.
碰到这样的事，你一定要信心坚定。
Because when you encounter this, your faith has to be very firm.
你每一次回答的话都是一样的。
Each time you respond, your answer has to be the same.
如果不一样的话就糟糕了
Because if it's not, then it's bad.
他就知道 有缝隙可以利用
Because then your enemy will know that there is a crack that they can utilize.
有一位姐妹
There was a sister.
她已经守寡很久了寡妇
She had been a widow for quite some time.
那突然间呢有人来追求因为她太太死了
And then out of the blue, a man came to pursue for her because his own wife had passed away.
是教会里面的人。
Of course, he was a church member.
很喜欢她。
And he liked her a lot.
来向她求婚。
And he asked for her hand in marriage.
那是很熟悉的人。
This was somebody she knew very well.
她就拒绝她。
And each time she rejected.
但是对方追求很强啊。
But the other party was very insistent.
还是再来啊。
And he kept coming back.
他又拒绝啊。
And each time she rejected him.
越来越强啊。
And then he would come again even more insistent.
他拒绝的理由啊，每一次都不一样。
And each time she rejected him, her answer was different.
每一次拒绝的理由都给他破掉了。
Each reason she gave was always overcome by the other person.
最后啊，他没有路逃了，他说现在我没有理由，想不到什么理由，糟糕。
At the very end, she was cornered. She had no more reasons to give.
这下看到被掳，她就害怕了，打电话给我。
And then at this point, she was afraid, so she called me.
怎么办
？She said, "What should I do?"
我说你的心怎么样？你告诉我。
I said, "Well, tell me, how's your heart feeling?"
她告诉我。
And she told me.
我说那你就这样很简单嘛。
So I said, "Well, then it's simple."
你为什么要想什么理由跟她讲？不用嘛。
Why did you have to come up with all these reasons?
就是一句话。
Just say this one word.
我不想结婚。
I don't want to get married.
接下来我不想结婚。
So when he comes again, say, I don't want to get married.
再来我不想结婚。
Each time he comes again, say the same thing.
第四次来我不想结婚。
The fourth time, I don't want to get married.
会再来吗
？Would he keep coming again?
不会啊。
He won't.
结果他就这样做。
And so she did this.
成功了。
And she was successful.
这个从尼希米可以学到吗
？And this is what we learned from Nehemiah.
不错。
It's good.
我们试试看。
Let's try.
你要像那些来引诱我们的人，就是这样，很坚定，就是这句话。
To the people who try to tempt us and deceive us, we have to be just like
this. 他问你什么理由？没有理由。
If they ask for a reason, say there is no reason.
好，没有理由就不用再讲了嘛。
And if there's no reason,
他就没有办法了。
Then there's nothing left to discuss, and there's nothing left they can do.
夏娃就是这样失败的。
This is how Eve fell.
跟他谈到最后，你看。给把柄被抓到了。
She talked with the serpent, and in the very end, she was deceived.
你看主耶稣被人家这样试探，他不多讲话。
But you see Jesus, each time he was tempted, he didn't say much.
他也是这样的一个办法。
He had this good example.
在从尼希米可以学到。
And we can learn this from Nehemiah.
那后来看这个办法行不通，他就用威胁的。
And so when the enemy saw that they couldn't do anything to Nehemiah, they tried to threaten him.
控告诬告的信，二是不封的信。 公开的信,
they sent him an unsealed letter, which is an open letter to the public.
哇，这个威胁毁谤很厉害。
And they threatened him and rebuked him.
要让尼希米害怕。
They wanted Nehemiah to be afraid.
我看第八节,
Let's read verse 8.
尼希米说, 我就差遣人去见他, 说, 我, 你所说的这事一概没有。
Nehemiah sent him a reply saying, nothing like what you're saying is happening. You're just
是你心里捏造的。
You're just making it up out of your own head.
所以他不害怕,
so Nehemiah was not afraid.
很清楚地告诉他,
and he clearly said to them,
他不害怕,
I'm not afraid.
所以尼希米不中计,
so Nehemiah didn't fall into their trap.
他说神啊,求你坚固我的手,
instead he said, God, strengthen my hands.
他们要让他手软害怕, 但是他靠神,求神让他的手,
these people wanted to make Nehemiah afraid and weak in the hands, but Nehemiah prayed to be strong. He relied on God and was victorious.
好, 那现在看第十节,
let's read verse 10.
这个越来越可怕了。现在这个多比亚，他们就去贿赂会买这个祭司啊，示玛雅，要来陷害尼希米。Here
Tobiah hired Shemaiah, which is a priest, to deceive Nehemiah.
哇，就是更难防了这个事。
And this is even more difficult to control.
所以他到了他的这个芝麻雅的家的时候，他说：“哎呀，你这个赶快进到神殿里头来，把门关起来，人家要杀你。”
When Nehemiah got to his house, he said to him, "Quickly go into the house of God. They want to kill you."
他们要利用晚上来杀你。
They want to come and kill you at night.
神殿里头他就不敢进来了。
But if you go into the temple of God, they won't dare come in.
No. 我很爱尼希米,
he seemed to love Nehemiah a lot.
要保护他的性命,
he seemed to want to protect him.
那十一节看尼希米怎么说?
But what did Nehemiah say in verse 11?
哎，像我这样的人岂要逃跑吗?
Should a man like me run away?
像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全生命吗?
Or should one like me go into the temple to save his life?
我不进去,
I will not go.
保罗的精神是这样。
The spirit of Paul was just like this.
不以性命为念,
he did not care for his
也不看为宝贵,
life, nor did he deem it precious.
只要行完我的路程,
all he cared about was fulfilling the commission that God had given to him.
这种精神啊,
and this spirit is very commendable.
哎,
he knew who he was.
像我这样的人,
Nehemiah said, a person like me,
我还贪生怕死吗?
Should I be afraid of death?
所以今天呢，我们有这种精神。
Today we have to have the same spirit.
就不会落入啊撒旦的这个诡计。
And then we won't fall into the deceptive actions.
十二节说，我看明神没有差遣他。
Verse 12, Nehemiah says, "I realize God had not sent him."
因为他讲的不合乎神的旨意。
Because the words he spoke were not according to the will of God.
所以尼希米就看出，哎，这个不对。
Immediately Nehemiah saw that this is wrong.
这个人怎么突然间对我这么好？
Why would these people all of a sudden treat me so well?
平常没有这么好,
normally they're not like this.
今天怎么特别这么好?
But today he's so nice to me.
哎,要小心啊,
I need to be careful.
是不是出于神啊?
Is this of God?
总要查验一下,
we have to check.
保罗这个人也是一样,
Paul was the same.
他说啊, 这些人对你们好, 不是好意的。
Paul said all of these people do not have goodwill intention toward you.
所以有些人到加拉太教会去，哦，对他们很好，很热心，很爱心。
So a lot of times when people went to the church of Galatia, they were very nice and very friendly and loving.
保罗写信告诉他们,
but Paul wrote a letter to them saying,
他们对你们这么好，不是好意的。
These people who treat you so well are not doing it out of good intention.
他是要离间你们跟保罗这个关系。
Instead, they want to lead you to have a distant relationship from me.
所以今天呢，我们要留意。
And today we too have to be careful.
这一方面有时候我们就很难防。
A lot of times in this instance we are difficult to
defend
against it. But we have to defend against it.
撒旦的诡计实在太可怕了。
Because Satan's tactics are too treacherous.
那这个示玛雅为什么会被利用?
So why is it Shemaiah was able to be used by the enemies?
被贿买他就是贪心啊。
It's because he was greedy.
所以人有私欲的时候很容易啊。 被撒旦利用。
That's why when a person has the desires of their heart, it's easy for them to be used by Satan.
亚拿尼亚夫为什么会欺骗神？
Why would Ananias and Sapphira lie to God?
为什么敢？
Why did they dare to?
就是因为是私心啊。
Because they had this greed in their heart.
所以撒旦充满他的心，叫他欺哄圣灵啊。
And therefore Satan entered their heart and told them to lie to the Spirit of God.
结果他死掉了。
As a result, they died.
所以我们要，所以我们也很小心。
So in this aspect, we have to be careful as well.
所以尼希米看明了，他这个人讲不是出于神的。
When Nehemiah saw these people, he knew immediately it was not from God.
所以他不中计。
And so he didn't fall.
是多比亚和参巴拉会买他的。
Instead, Tobiah and Sanballat hired him.
所以你看，被利用了这个祭司。
So we see a priest was used by them.
那十三节说会买他的缘故是要叫我惧怕。
Verse 13 it says he was hired in order to intimidate Nehemiah.
依从他犯罪
to cause Nehemiah to sin.
他们就抓了把柄来传恶言来毁谤。
And in doing so, give the enemies the ability to discredit.
我们服侍神的人要特别小心。
We who serve God have to be especially careful.
不然的话就被毁掉了。
Otherwise, we will be destroyed.
你心里非常警醒。
Nehemiah was very careful.
有很警醒谨守。
And he was very watchful as well.
所以十四节这里说。
That's why in verse 14 it says.
他说我的神啊。多比亚参巴拉女先知挪亚底还有其余的先知啊要叫我惧怕。
He says, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, oh my God, and all the prophets who are trying to intimidate me.
所以你看这个多比亚参巴拉这都一直利用这些神的。重要的工人祭司女先知先知其余很多先知都被利用了
We see that Tobiah and Sanballat were able to use important people of God priests, prophets, prophetess all in order to harm Nehemiah
今天呢我们在属灵的战场上
And today in our own spiritual battle
不是教会里面都是平安的了
It's not in order to gain peace in the church
因为这个灵里头啊是实在是啊如果你知道，你就会晓得说，哇，要非常警醒。
Because if you understand the spiritual battle, you'll know you have to be very watchful.
很多人信仰跌倒不是在外面。
A lot of people when they fall, they don't fall outside of the church.
都是在里面。
They fall within the church.
所以有时候要把那些跌倒的再找回来，很困难。
And that's why very often it's difficult to bring those who have fallen back to the church.
所以现在碰到他们，我只有要怎么讲话。
Because when you see them again, you don't know what to say.
只有为了祷告。
The only thing you can do is pray for them.
告诉他你要自己好好保重。
And you have to tell them you need to take care of yourself.
你不要忘记神。
Don't forget God.
一定要自己会祷告。
You need to pray on your own.
他教会一定不来的，怎么讲都不来的。
Because these people won't come to church.
因为他中计。
Because they fell.
但是还是要关心他。
We still need to care for them.
所以今天呢，我们有些负责人也是这样，我看到了。
That's why today I've seen many people like this.
当负责人那么热心，结果下来，哇，教会都不来了。
Council members who were very fervent, but once they left their role, stopped coming to church.
他受伤太大了。
Because they felt too great of a harm.
他搬离开那个地方了。
They move away.
但是还是一样，他不来教会。
But even then, they still don't go to church.
像这种都是很可惜啊。
And so this is very unfortunate.
如果像尼希米就没有问题了啊。
But if we're like Nehemiah, we won't have any problems.
那这个是看到啊，这个属灵的这个仇敌。
These are the spiritual enemies that we can see.
被撒旦利用。
And people use
by Satan. 人的软弱都会被撒旦利用。
All of our weaknesses can be used by Satan.
所以我们小心血气会被撒旦利用。
We have to be careful of our anger because it can be used by Satan.
情欲这个几乎就是他的手段。
Our desires will be utilized by him.
人意这个更厉害。
Our human will is even worse.
如果人意抬头。
Because if we have too much of our own opinion.
阻挡了神的旨意。
Then we will oppose God's will.
那其他这些啊，就比较没有问题了。
And the rest of these things are a little more minor.
如果能够防备这三项
，But if we can defend against these three main points,
像圣经上所说的
，Then there's nothing left to say.
我们看一下这个 约翰一书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第二章十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
这约翰呢，特别写信呢，给这些信徒啊。
Here John wrote a letter especially to the members.
叫他们要刚强，要啊，胜那个，哦，胜了那恶者。
And encourage them to be strong and to overcome the evil one.
那怎么样才能胜过他们？
But how do you overcome the evil one?
说不要爱，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world or anything in it.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
哦，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he does comes not from the Father, from the world.
这些都是从世界来的。
All of this comes from the world.
所以不要爱世界，就是不要啊爱这些东西。
So to not love the world is to not love these things.
这些啊，因为魔鬼就用这些来统治世界。
This is because Satan will use these things to deceive the world.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
叫人犯罪。
Will cause you to sin.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of your eyes.
也是一样。
Is the same.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
充满这个世界。
It's filling in this world.
这个世界今天被这些充满了。
This world is filled by these three things today.
因为撒旦在统治这个世界。
Because Satan controls it.
这个黑暗的世界。
This dark world.
他是黑暗的掌权者。
And he is the controller of darkness.
主耶稣说他世界的王。
Jesus said he is the king of the world.
但是今天如果我们在基督里面。
But if today we are in Jesus,
啊，他就不能做什么。
The Satan can't do anything to us.
所以，第十七节说。
That's why verse 17 it says.
这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
The world and its desires will pass away.
唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存的。
But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以今天我们信心，我们的信心要坚定。
So today our faith needs to be firm.
信心就是顺服神的旨意。
Faith is to submit to the will of God.
像尼希米一样。
Just like Nehemiah.
信心非常坚定。
His faith was very strong.
靠神。
He relied on God.
顺服神的旨意。
And he submitted to the will of God.
完成神的旨意。
And he fulfilled it.
所以仇敌使用怎么样的方式，尼希米都可以破解。
And that's why no matter what the enemy tried, Nehemiah was always victorious.
今天我们也要学习。
And today we have to learn these same lessons.
所以在我们要胜过我们的仇敌。
If we want to overcome our enemies,
一定要警醒谨守。
We have to be watchful and keep the commandments.
所以是看清楚我们的仇敌。
And look clearly to see who our enemy is.
时时刻刻晓得依靠神，依靠圣灵。
And at all times know to rely on God and the Spirit.
应该就不会有问题了。
In that case, you will not have problems.
看第七章啊。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
不是第七章，第六章的第十五节啊。
Nehemiah chapter 6.
十五节这里说城墙修完了
啊。Verse 15 it says the wall was completed.
花了五十二天。
It took 52 days.
第十六节说，我们一切仇敌、四周围的外邦人听见了便惧怕，愁眉不展。
Verse 16 it says when all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence.
因为建这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
Because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God.
所以今天呢，我们的一切所做的。
So today everything that we do.
从我们个人的在生活上的。
From our own daily life.
以及我们在教会的侍奉。
To our servitude in the church.
能遵行神的旨意。
If it's all able to fulfill the will of God,
成就神的美意,
to fulfill His beautiful will,
这个是出于神,
it's only because of God.
神运行在我们身,
because God promised and allowed it.
与我们同在, 带领我们一切的工作,
because God was with us and led us throughout the entire work.
是吧? 一切荣耀归神,
therefore, all glory should be given to God.
说, 这工作完成是出于我们的神。
That's why Nehemiah himself was saying,This work was only done with the help of our God.
不是尼希米很能干。
It wasn't that Nehemiah was very great.
这个不要忘记。
So let's not forget this.
有时候我们会感觉到，我好像有一点不错。
Because a lot of times we start to think, I'm pretty good.
这样就不好了。
But that's bad.
你要想要沾点边，不要沾边。
You need to learn to stand to the side.
完完全全的，荣耀归神。
And completely give all glory to God.
保罗到最后，人家看到，哇，你真伟大。
In the end, Paul, many people deemed him to be very great.
他说我保罗算什么？
But Paul said, who am I?
今天成为何等的人？
Today, who have I become?
我是什么样的人？
What kind of person have I
become? 我今天能成就这样的事情？
Who am I to fulfill all of this on my
own? 我是一个怎么样的人？
Do you know what kind of person I am?
我是一个罪魁。
I am a sinner, a wretched sinner.
罪魁能今天成就神这么大的工程？
Can a wretched sinner fulfill such a great work of God?
可能吗？
Is it possible?
不可能的。
It's not.
所以不是我。
So it's not.
今天成就这些事情不是我。
I who have done this great thing.
是神的恩在我身上。
Instead, it's God's grace upon me.
是主耶稣借着我的言语作为完成的事情。
It's because Jesus decided to use me to fulfill His work.
我是神的用人。
We're only tools of God.
是主耶稣手上的器皿。
Instruments in the hands of Jesus.
算不得什么的。
We're not much.
所以他说，保罗算什么？
That's why Paul said, "Who am I?"
这个很重要。
This is an important concept.
这样就会得胜仇敌啊。
If we have this, then we can overcome our enemies.
想要站一点边,
but if we want to promote ourselves,
那就危险了,
then that's dangerous.
撒旦又来了,
'cause Satan comes again.
我看这个十七节,
Let's read verse 17.
在那一些日子, 虽然工作已经完成了,
So in those days, even though the work had finished,
他们还不死心,
the enemy still continued to come.
现在用这种方式的,
and they would use different methods to attack Nehemiah.
这个更可怕了,
and this is even more treacherous.
说那些犹大的贵胄啊好几次写信去跟多比亚联络。
In 17, it says that nobles of Judah were writing many letters to Tobiah.
因为他们结亲啦，是亲戚啦。
Because they're relatives.
那把尼希米的事情告诉他。
And so Judah would tell the works of Nehemiah to Tobiah.
然后呢，他多比亚他们就告诉他说：“你去对跟尼希米怎么说？”
And then Tobiah would say to the men of Judah, "Oh, you should do this and say this to Nehemiah."
哦，这个。里外这样夹攻。
So there's this external opposition.
这十九节说，他们常常在我面前说多比亚的善行。
In verse 19, it says constantly the men of Judah were saying good things about Tobiah.
动摇啊，尼希米对他们的那种啊印象。
They wanted to change Nehemiah's impression of Tobiah.
如果他一改变了，哇，那就不同了。
Because if his impression changes, then things will be different.
就很容易。啊，有中计了。
Then they will have an opportunity to trap Nehemiah.
常常写信来要叫尼希米害怕。
And so they sent a lot of letters trying to intimidate him.
这个是你看，虽然城墙工作完成了，但是呢，仇敌还是不放过他。
So you see, even though they finished the work, the enemy still wouldn't give up.
所以当我们工作完成的时候
，So today when we finish our work,
不要以为说啊，我没有事了。
Don't think, oh, I'm done. There's nothing
更要小心。
You have to be even more careful.
可能会有人来说话。
Because somebody may come and say,
人家会来称赞你。
Or they may come and praise you.
哇，怎么样，怎么样。
And say all these good things about you.
你要小心啊。
But you have to be careful.
感谢神。
Thank God.
要像保罗一样。
You have to be like Paul.
这一切都是神的。出于神的。
Everything is of God and came from God.
不是出于人的。
It doesn't come from man.
所以我们就不会有那种心里面就不会所无所动。
If we have this concept, then we won't be moved
in
our heart.
信心很坚定。
Our faith will be very firm.
不敢说哇，我好像有什么不同了。
And we wouldn't dare to think of ourselves different and better than other people.
一切都感谢神。
Instead, give thanks to God in all
things. 我们得到人的称赞，说哈利路亚，感谢神。
If men praise us, say hallelujah, thank God.
凡事奉主耶稣的名感谢父神。
In all things, give thanks to God in His name.
不求人的荣耀。
Don't seek for man's glory.
只求神的荣耀。
Seek for God's glory.
好，我看第七章。
Chapter 7.
做城墙修完了，我安了门闩。
After the wall had been built, he set the doors in place.
啊，那就好了。
And that was it.
安了门闩，那一切的都就绪了。
And so everything was finished.
守门呢就派定。
The doors were put in their place.
管理城门的也派定。
The gatekeepers were set.
所有的这些各事工的人员。
And all the different workers
都派定。
Were appointed.
一切都就绪了。
Everything was fulfilled.
那就真正完成了。
Then everything was truly complete.
就真的耶路撒冷平安了。
And there was true peace in Jerusalem at that point. Thank God.
这个就是尼希米他所做的到这一个阶段。
And this is the conclusion of the work of Nehemiah.
晚上我们就要学习到这里。
And we'll end our study here tonight.
一起默祷。